Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's top news. And just one day after signing the largest spending package in American history into law, President Obama turned from the economic stimulus debate to trying to shore up troubled mortgages. Speaking in Phoenix, Arizona on Wednesday morning, the president says that he is injecting $75 billion into this problem to help banks as well as troubled homeowners. He says it's going to make life a lot easier for most mortgage holders.
We will make it possible for an estimated 4 to 5 million currently ineligible homeowners who receive their mortgages through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to refinance their mortgages at a lower rate.
Obama insists that this plan is for those who have done their level best to honor their commitments to paying their mortgages. He says this will not be a giveaway to predatory lenders or those who had no business trying to buy a home in the first place.
It will not rescue the unscrupulous or irresponsible by throwing good taxpayer money after bad loans. It will not help speculators who took risky bets on a rising market and bought homes not to live in but to sell. It will not help dishonest lenders who acted irresponsibly, distorting the facts and dismissing the fine print at the expense of buyers who didn't know better. And it will not reward folks who bought homes they knew from the beginning they would never be able to afford.
The president says there obviously will be a cost that comes with these new loans because it is another $75 billion in addition to the Wall Street bailout, which is in addition to the massive economic stimulus plan. Still, Obama says in the end, this investment will be worth it.
I also want to be clear that there will be a cost associated with this plan. But by making these investments in foreclosure prevention today, we will save ourselves the costs of foreclosure tomorrow. Costs that are borne not just by families with troubled loans, but by their neighbors and communities and by our economy as a whole. Given the magnitude of these crises, it is a price well worth paying.
But Republicans on Capitol Hill don't see it that way. They don't see this accomplishing much at all other than taking more dollars away from American taxpayers. House Republican leader John Boehner and his top whip, Eric Cantor of Virginia, have issued a number of questions to the Obama administration, basically wondering why it's only those who are doing their job and meeting their payments on time who have to fork over the money to pay for those who can't meet their obligations. As you've already heard through our conversation with David John of the Heritage Foundation, there is a fierce debate on this issue, and he, of course, believes that doing nothing and letting the market correct itself will be the fastest way to fix the troubled housing market. President Obama also once again looking towards the war on terrorism. As we reported on Tuesday's program, he's authorized the deployment of 17,000 American forces to Afghanistan in preparation for the spring, which should bring much more fighting to that theater. Obama says, though, that it'll take much more than military intervention to be successful in Afghanistan.
I am absolutely convinced that you cannot solve the problem of Afghanistan, the Taliban, the spread of extremism in that region solely through military means. We're going to have to use diplomacy. We're going to have to use development.
Meanwhile, the commander of American and NATO forces in Afghanistan says the additional U.S. troops being sent to that country could be there as long as 5 years. General David McKiernan said the addition of soldiers is not a, quote, temporary force uplift, predicting that they will be there between 3 and 5 years. The general said most of the troops will be sent to southern Afghanistan, where he said the current security presence is not sufficient. As we reported on Tuesday's program, GM and Chrysler back in Washington asking for more billions of taxpayer dollars to keep their operations afloat. General Motors is asking for nearly $17 billion to continue operations, but their chief financial officer, Ray Young, says it could be well north of $20 billion that they'll need in total.
We're basically asking for $22.5 billion, which is really our downside scenario that we presented to Congress, adjusted for the fact that there's a credit facility, about $4.5 billion that we're going to have to refinance, and we're going to basically assume that we won't be able to refinance it.
Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke talking about the status of our economy. He says clearly we're facing a lot of challenges right now, but he says the Fed is doing all it can to help the economy recover.
Thus, in addition to easing monetary policy, the Federal Reserve has made use of a range of additional tools to ease credit conditions and support the broader economy.
On Wall Street today, the Dow up 3 points to end at 7,556, the NASDAQ off 3 to 1,468, the S&P 500 down less than a point to 788, crude oil at 34.54, down 39 cents from Tuesday's close. The Washington Post and Chicago Tribune, as well as members of both parties in his own state, are calling for Illinois Senator Roland Burris to resign now that he's admitted trying to raise money for Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich as part of his effort to be the person named to succeed Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. A Senate ethics investigation is already underway, but Senator Burris says he didn't do anything wrong.
I ask you to stop the rush to judgment. You know the real Roland. I've done nothing wrong, and I have absolutely nothing to hide.
Still ahead on Dateline Washington, more on the Burris controversy. We'll also look at the California budget crisis, as well as whether we'll actually know how the state spent all their stimulus money. But when we come back, the case for continued government help for GM. Stay tuned.